barnstormers. They used to say, if we find a good black player, we'll sign him. They was lying. Cool Papa Bell. They tell me Pop-Pop was some ball player. Copper-toned, tan as the leather of his gloves, squinting on a dirt mound under Virginia skies. A southpaw, they tell us. Tall and slight the way a pitcher has to be. Lanky arms made his wind and release like a slingshot. Fingers and a question mark for a knuckler. A bit of tobacco spit made sinkers spiral and drop over the plate like a yo-yo. His mud ball would have put the babe on his ass, they say. At Grandma's, sometimes I stare at his creased photo fading in the family album and think to myself, he sure don't look like much. Tattered uniform, sleeves coming apart at the shoulders. Pullman porters clanking dishware on sleeping cars, barnstorming every city from Tupelo to Hackensack, warming up in bullpens beside chicken fence. Cheers from the crowds became the cries of 11 children in the docks at the Navy Yard along the Delaware, where ship stacks blackened the sky. We played peekaboo at his funeral beneath the pews of 19th Street Baptist, too little to care anything about the cancer he coughed for months. They say he always joked that when he went, he would haunt them ballparks the way they did in the days when him and his tribe were just shadows of the game.